It was in 98. My aunt had been sick, and she died that morning about 3 a.m. So I was working with a friend of mine. We went to work. We didn't get started till about 1 in the afternoon, so it was dark when we were finishing. And the place where we were working, it was a real estate office. It had been three separate units at one point.
Okay.
On the right-hand side, there was some offices in the corner. And as we're finishing up, I'm picking up the trash. We're installing the ceiling tile. And I go back in there, and I hear this voice. It's like a real high-pitched voice, like it's singing something, but I can't understand what it's saying.
Like a radio station or something in the background?
No. It was just right away. It sent chills down me.
Like the voice of a human.
No, it wasn't a human voice. No way.
It was not.
No. It just, as soon as I did, I got just chills up and down my back and, you know, and goose flesh. So, you know, I finished cleaning up that area real quick, turn the lights off,
yeah,
go back over, we finish up, we load everything up. Now, on the far left-hand unit, there's just one room, and we're sitting there, you know, having a soda. Before we leave, my friend says he has to go to the bathroom. As soon as he leaves, I get the feeling that somebody is standing behind me. I'm real, real strong, like, you know, somebody's about to stab you in the back of the neck.
Yeah, you can feel that.
And it's like, I'm telling myself, no, there's nobody there, I'm not going to look. And I can't take it any longer. And I turn around, and I look, and I don't see anything, but there was something there.
You could still feel it?
Yeah, I mean, there was, like, something there, but I couldn't really see it, if that makes sense.
Oh, no, I know the feeling.
And it's just, like, real cold there. And then when I hear him flush the toilet, the feeling goes away. Now, when we leave, we stop at a gas station on the corner there to get gas. And as I'm putting gas in the truck, I can see back in the center unit where there's just one room in the middle of it, there's, like, a light on. I'm thinking, no, there's any lights on. I left them off. I made sure I turned them off. So I'd have to toss the key back into the door. So I move up to the front of the truck. I can see somebody standing there.
Oh.
And the only way I can describe him is it was a very, like, almost an albino type person. And he had, like, kind of that 50s tough guy look. You know, it's like the impression I got was that his jacket or shirt was cut off at the forearms, and his pants went to just below his knees, but he's leaning into the doorway, both forearms on the door sides.
Was he looking at you?
Looking directly at me.
Ugh.
I mean, it was like we made eye contact across the parking lot.
You weren't going to go back in there, were you?
Well, no, I couldn't figure out what it was. And he's looking at me, and the whole feeling is like he's telling me, what are you running away from? I'm sitting there, and it's like my friend is watching from the truck.
Should have said, I'm running away from you.
I didn't know what it was, so when we finished, I went back up to make sure I'd locked the door. You know, because the key was inside, but that was a really, really weird thing.
Do you think he was the thing that was making that high squeal?
I don't know. I mean, it was something connected to it, though, but I got the feeling that it was like a real personal thing.
How much money would you have taken to go back in there?
I would have gone back in for free if I could have gotten the door open.
You would have?
Yeah, there's no point in running. It's going to come after me anyway.
That's pretty brave.
But there's, you know, I don't know. I just had a feeling that it was looking for me.
I'm not sure I would have gone back in there.
See, the thing is, growing up, my dad, I swear to God, used to conjure ghosts.
On his own?
I think he just prayed so much to so many saints that we had him walking around our house. I mean, so that's just kind of something that's always been in my head.
Why did he do that?
I don't know. But now, for instance, that exorcism story that woman just told you?
Yes.
That was in a book he had that he showed me. That book was written like in the 1920s. A priest who had been in Africa was telling that same story.
Yeah.
And
it could very well have been based on, a friend of hers. Of course, I don't think she's that old. Hey, thanks for that call.